Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks. Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, everybody. It's so good to be in your home, place of business, or wherever life may carry you, in your car, or wherever. God is good. He's great and greatly to be praised. How is everybody? We made it through the storm. We made it through the snow. We made it through the trials and difficulties this past week, driving in frigid cold. We made it. We made it. You know, that's something that we don't have any control over, the weather. So it's not even something to complain about. You just, Lord, help me to get through this. And help me to get through this one. This issue, this storm, snowstorm. Yeah. Bless those around me. This is when you pray for everybody. This is when you're really supposed to have everybody in mind. Lord, bless those. Give them traveling grace around me. So they don't slide off the road. So they don't run into anything. You don't even have to know people to just pray for them. Yeah, pray for safety. This has been a week, but God. And I have a message for you, and I'm excited to give it to you. I thank God for all he's done and all he's doing. Please join me as I ask God to bless this word. Father, we thank you for this time. Lord, we don't take it lightly. We ask you to please bless this message, Lord, and bless all the listeners as well as the doers of your word. I pray that you would bless us to grow, continue to get wiser and stronger, carry your gospel to this world. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to show love and kindness to our brothers, to our sisters, to those we come in contact with. Show your kindness and your goodness. Show your favor. And Lord, I lift up those that are less fortunate. I lift up those who are in hospital rooms, Lord. I pray for healing and wholeness and be in the hands of the doctors and those that are serving the people in hospitals. And Lord, I just pray that you would bless those who've lost loved ones. I pray that you would put your loving arms around them. Give them comfort and give them peace in their hearts. And Lord, I just pray that you would just bless this nation and all of those that are striving to hold up the bloodstained banner. We thank you in advance for all you've done. And Lord, we thank you for all you're doing in Jesus' name. Title of our message today is Bringing People to Jesus. Bringing People to Jesus. That's the title of our message. And this is like holding on to last week's message, which was Encounters with God. And see, when you have an encounter with God, you're never the same. You're never the same. And from that encounter, we're supposed to bring others to Jesus. When we meet the Lord and he changes our heart, he changes our lives, we're supposed to draw others. We're supposed, they call it, let your light so shine so that men may see your good works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven. We are supposed to do that. It's just not something by chance. Well, last week we talked about how the Lord spoke to Saul, whose name was eventually changed to Paul, on the road to Damascus. Yeah. Let's just go back there and get some kind of foundation or context. And then we're going to go on to bringing people to Jesus. After you meet the Lord, you just can't hold it to yourself. just can't. I don't know how. If the Lord Jesus changes your heart, is this something that you can't keep to yourself? It's called the anointing. Yeah. Encounters with God. Paul was on the road to Damascus. And let's look at Acts 26. Acts, the 26th chapter. Okay. And he thought he was, his name was Saul at the time, and he thought he was doing what he was supposed to do, getting rid of the Christians. He felt like they were going against the law, going against God. And so he was getting rid of them, putting them in jail, getting rid of them, causing them to lose their life. Yeah. And so he thought he was doing the right thing. But he was against Jesus. Okay. Let's look at Acts, the 26th chapter. We can start it. Let's say our key verse on this is 16, just like we said last week. And this is just, I want to give you some context. An encounter with God, how your life is forever changed. And then when your life is changed, what do we do? Okay. And that takes us into today's message, bringing people to Jesus. Okay. Encounters with God. We're at Acts, the 26th chapter. Our key verse is verse 16. But let's just turn to verse 12 and says, on one of these journeys, this is Paul speaking, and he's talking about what happened on the road to Damascus. Okay. On one of these journeys, I was going to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. Okay. About noon, O king, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, blazing around me and my companions. Verse 14, we all fell to the ground. I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. Then I asked, who are you, Lord? I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, the Lord replied. Now, this is our key right here. Now, get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen of me and what I will show you. Yeah, that's when Jesus spoke to Paul. He spoke to him, or Saul at the time. He spoke to him and he said, I've appointed you. I appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and a witness of what you have seen of me and what I will show you. Yeah, yeah. And then let's read on a little bit further. It says, I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. Look, listen to this. I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to the power of God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Jesus told that to him. He said, I'm appointing you as a servant. Yeah. We spoke about encounters with God and how your life is never the same. When Jesus comes into your heart, he completely changes you. Yeah. And then we have some examples of how a person, once God came into their hearts, their life was never the same. And we went to Jeremiah and we talked about Jeremiah 1 and 5. Let's go there real quick. Jeremiah 1 and 5, how the Lord knew Jeremiah before he was even born. Before he was even formed in the womb, God knew him. And he knows you and he knows me. He knew me before I was even born. Yeah. Yeah. He knew me. He knew that I would pastor a church. Yeah. He knew that I would have ministry on the radio. He knew me. The Bible says that he knows our frame. Yeah. Jeremiah 1:5, it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. That's what God said to Jeremiah. The Lord came to him and he spoke to him and he said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, Jeremiah, before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Okay, and then verse 6, I love it. Verse 6, it says, all sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I'm only a child. And that is so, that's rich right there, because when God says that he wants to use us for whatever purpose, the first thing we do is tell him how insufficient we are. Well, I can't do this, or well, I don't know this, or well, I can't, or I don't have a car. Well, I don't have this. Well, I don't have a job. Well, Lord, I don't have this. And Lord, we have a lot of excuses. Verse 7, it says, but the Lord said to me, do not say I'm only a child. You must go to everyone I send you to, and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. In verse 9 it says, then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. Yeah. And then it goes on and on with the Lord speaking to Jeremiah. Yeah. Once we have an encounter with God, we're never the same. Yeah. Yeah. And I want to talk to you about, after that encounter, bringing people to Jesus. After that encounter, bringing people to Jesus. And so let's go to St. John, the first chapter. St. John, the first chapter, verse 41. It says, the first thing Andrew did was find his brother Simon and tell him, we have found the Messiah, that is the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Yeah. So Andrew was not well known, and throughout the scripture, Andrew is not well known like Peter or some, or even Paul. Andrew led his brother. It says, verse 41, the first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, we have found the Messiah, that is the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Yeah. Bringing people to Jesus. We're called to do that. There's no reason or no need for us to say, well, I can't do this, or I can't speak, or I don't know what to say, or any of that. No excuses. You just say, I found the one. I know the one that you've been looking for. I found the one that we've been looking for, Jesus. Yeah. I found him to be everything that the Bible says he is and more. Yeah. I found him to love me and give his life for me, even when I was in my sins doing my own thing. I found Jesus, and let me tell you about him. He loves you just as you are, who you are. He wants to change your life. He wants to have a relationship with you. Yeah, that's what Andrew did. He led his brother. Come on, somebody. He led his brother Simon to Christ. That's what he did. And see, our relationship with Jesus, it's not just a fad, or it's not something to do just because it's a, you know, it's a good thing. No, it's a life change. We talked about encounters with Jesus, how life will never be the same. Andrew was not known for all these great works, but he led his brother to Christ. Yeah. People become known for many things. Noah is known as a righteous man in an evil age. You know, Noah saved his family. He built the ark. Only a few, his family, could get in the ark, and animals and things. And the world was destroyed. God destroyed with water. Yeah, the great flood. David is known as a man after God's own heart. Peter is known as the outspoken disciple. Peter was, he spoke. He had a lot to say. He led many to Christ. A lot of people. Yeah. John is known as the disciple whom Jesus loved. John the Beloved. Encounters with Jesus. How your life has changed. That's what we're talking about. How your life has changed. And what are you doing with after you have that encounter with Jesus? After you meet Jesus. What are you doing? You're never the same. But are you trying to put it out? Are you trying to act like it didn't happen? Judas is known as the betrayer. Yeah, he was a disciple. Followed Jesus. Walked with Jesus. Was there doing the miracles. He was there. He saw it. But for money. He sold him out. And he got the money and didn't even want it. It was nothing. It was worthless. But he's known as the betrayer. Paul is known as a fearless proclaimer of the gospel. Of the gospel. That's what Paul is known for. Paul the preacher. Remember when he knocked him off, Paul fell off the horse and he called him a servant. I've appointed you as a servant. His life was forever changed at that moment. Yeah. He's known over 2,000 years ago to now. He's known as a fearless proclaimer of the gospel. And then Andrew is known for bringing others to Jesus. His own family. Yeah, his own family, Peter. His brother, he brought him to Jesus. As soon as Peter joined the disciples, he became a spokesperson for the 12 while Andrew remained in the background. See, you don't hear messages and how Andrew preached and did this and that. He didn't do that, but he led his family to Jesus. He sure did. It was Peter, not Andrew, who rose to prominence as one of Jesus' inner circle of three. Yeah. And see, we don't read, even in the Bible, we just don't read of Andrew resenting Peter because he wasn't as popular or well-known. He didn't resent him. He was satisfied to bring others to Jesus and to leave the results to the Lord. He brought his brother to Jesus, and then that relationship grew, and Peter became a powerful spokesperson, a powerful preacher. Yeah. It's not surprising that Andrew found the boy with the loaves of bread and the two fish, and he brought him to Jesus. Let's look at John 6. St. John, let's see, the sixth chapter, verses 8 and 9. St. John, the sixth chapter, verses 8 and 9. Another of his disciples, let's see. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up, okay? Here is a boy with five small barley loaves and two small fish. But how far will they go among so many? How far will it go among so many? Jesus said, have the people sit down. There was plenty of grass at that place. And the men sat down, about 5,000 of them. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, gather the pieces that are left over, let nothing be wasted. So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of five barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. Yeah, yeah. It was Andrew that found the boy, that was led to the boy and spoke up. Here's a boy with two fish and five loaves of bread. That was Andrew. Yeah. It's amazing how God can use you. You don't have to be so well known. God can use you right where you are. God can use you right where you are. Yeah. It's amazing. Andrew brought Greeks to Jesus, even though they were despised by pious Jews. Andrew brought Greeks to Jesus. Let's look at St. John, the 12th chapter. Let's go over a little bit. St. John, the 12th chapter, the 20th verse. St. John, the 12th chapter, the 20th verse. And we want to get there. And I'm almost out of time. But I just want to read this real quick. St. John, the 12th chapter, 20th verse. Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. Sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus. Okay, look at verse 22 right here. Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. Jesus replied, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Yeah. And he went on to speak. But it was Andrew that brought the Greeks to Jesus. And they were despised. But yet Andrew brought the Greeks to Jesus. There is no record of Andrew ever preaching a sermon or performing miracles or writing even a book of scripture. He remembered for those whom he brought to Jesus. That's what he's remembered for. Those whom he brought to Jesus. It's amazing. You don't have to be the most popular person in town for God to use you. And I just want to say hello to my dear sister, Pat. She reminds me of Andrew. She reminds me of a quiet lady that her spirit and just embodies goodness and love. Yeah. Sister Pat in DeSoto, I just want to say God bless you. May God bless you beyond you could, what you could even receive. Don't have to be well known. You don't have to be the leader of a great amount of people. Just be who you are. The Lord says, I'll appoint you a servant and winning many souls to Christ. Yeah. Andrew is a good role model for us. Our job is not to transform people into Christians, nor to convict them of their sin. Didn't know that. I bet you didn't know that our job is not to make a person feel bad. Mm-mm. No, it's not to try to transform somebody or to make them feel bad. It's not our responsibility to make people do what they ought to do. It's just to lead them to Christ. Our task is to bring them to Jesus. And he will perform his divine work in their lives. Yeah, he'll do it. Just as Andrew did, he led his brother. Told him, here, there's the Messiah. And then Andrew is a good role model for us. Because see, sometimes we can kind of get some people, I'll just say, some people can get headstrong and think that they are better. Or just because they have been at church a long time, in the church a long time, or whatever, serving, that they're better than the one who just got to know who Jesus was or didn't know, but you, because you led them, or because a person led them to Christ, they're new in this relationship. Some people think that they're better. But you know what? The Lord Jesus knows our frame. You can't get nothing past him. And when he says the we're supposed to go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in and to lead the lost. To lead the lost to Jesus. That don't mean that we're supposed to criticize them. That don't mean that we're supposed to put them down. Mm-mm. That doesn't mean that we're supposed to think that we're better. Nope. Jesus gave the Great Commission. He said, and this Great Commission is for us today. That's in Matthew, the 28th chapter. So you can highlight this in your Bible. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Verse 18, it says, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Yeah. Thank God for his word. I thank God for changing us, making salvation available. Remember how Andrew brought people to Jesus, and how we're supposed to bring people to Jesus. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks. Go on Facebook and hear our messages And I thank God for each and every one of you.